listening to CJLO News. 10 and concerned citizens gathered Thursday night for a vigil outside an office for the TAL, Quebec's housing tribunal, in Olympic Village, Montreal, after a woman in Lachine died by suicide on the day of her eviction. Earlier in March, a woman was found dead in her apartment in Lachine by police and a bailiff who had arrived to evict her. The tenant had a space in a rooming house of roughly 19 square meters and paid $700 a month in rent. The rooming house in question is owned by a company called Montreal Living, which is owned and chaired by businessman John Knott. Knott has not yet responded to CJLO for the reason behind the eviction, which has not been reported. Members of SLAM, the Autonomous Tenants Union in Montreal, believe this death to be directly related to the stress of eviction, and said so during speeches at the vigil organized by said union.
We know that a unit of the same size in this building has already been posted for $700 a month. With the landlord's millions of dollars in property, how much did he need this monthly $700? Would John not have lost his luxury home due to his tenants' inability to pay rent?
Here's Rose, a member of the tenants' union behind the vigil.
We can't rely on the TAL to save us. We can't rely on government officials to save us. We have to fight for our own housing. And if folks are feeling distress, if they're facing eviction, they can contact us. We're there. Like, we're tenants ourselves. We feel this very personally.
The TAL is currently jammed with both tenants fighting rent increases and landlords looking to evict tenants. Last year, the TAL issued 41,000 eviction orders across Quebec. This surge is driven by repossession of units by landlords and evictions for renovation, subdivision, or building changes. At the vigil, SLAM members hope that the distress of eviction does not lead to the extreme, like in the case of this suicide.
We have definitely heard of many people experiencing extreme distress when going through evictions. Yes, like absolutely. We know that these happen every day, and we've seen people absolutely be in crisis as a result of this.
For them, the solution is systemic. It's a moratorium on evictions as the housing crisis is addressed.
So this is absolutely a systemic problem. All of those tenants that are facing eviction, many of them are going into precarious situations. Many of them are going into situations of being unhoused. It's a huge problem. We know that these numbers are growing every year. And there's really just a lack of willingness to recognize this problem.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
Le sentiment de maison, surtout quand on se promène. Il est vrai que la question est délicate, ça fait toujours pincement au cœur de répartir. Ceux qui vont sous l'eau découvrent par hasard le constat est assez clair, il n'est pas déjà trop tard. Ah. Quand le vent l'île de la Madeleine. Calme et certain, les feux de forêt qui sont en train de brûler. Ceux qui vont sous l'eau découvrent par hasard le constat est assez clair, il n'est pas déjà trop tard. Ah.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC 430. It is you, you.
for the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more. Join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
The doctor said I wouldn't have so many nosebleeds
if I listened to CJLO.
Hello. Sorry, you're listening to On an Evening. My name is Joe. We've just had 10 minutes where I had to reboot the computer, so there was still some good music playing. I hope you enjoyed that. Sorry about that. I mean, technical difficulties happen. I'm a bit frustrated. I had a whole nice mix planned out for you tonight, but We'll get going. We'll cut a few songs. Let's get going. This first one is New Age Doom featuring Lee Scratch Perry. It's called Life as an Experiment.
Be faithful. Be pure. Be clean, or elicitate your dreams. Listen to your dreams. Don't be pushed by your problems. Not led by your dreams. Be patient, be perfect, and be pure, as smooth and silver and gold. If you don't, ask, you won't get it, so ask for it. If you don't, step forward. Step forward. Here are the ways. In the same place. So step forward and step out of the same place. And step in space. And try to leave the human race. Life is a experiment. The more you experiment, you make the way better for each other. You must live by faith. Thank you. coward. You won't have it. You're always in the same place, running the same race. In these pretty beasts, they have no peace. Life is an experiment, the more you experiment, you make a better, better man. You make life by fate, fate, fate. Waiting at heaven gate, heaven gate. I'm in a fear. There's the wicked net. Conquer death, death, death.
Scene. It's called Lost. I've been really on my ambient jazz kick recently. Gorgeous. Thank you. kind of we get a little bit dance here for a second. This is Halcyon and On and On by Orbital. Classic rave track. I was going to try and have my my mixer plugged in, but it seems to be one of the things that's affecting the computer right now. So we might have to give up and go manually with the mouse. Bit more slow stuff to start, but I don't know, I kind of lost like 12 minutes because the computer crashed. Oh, we're reclaiming it. We'll reclaim the show. Tickets to see him in somewhere as well. That was an abrupt ending. That one was All I Could Think Of by Luke Mann. That's also a new one. Sorry to have thrown in so fast. I was hoping to have a nice, like, slow build up and then get to the slightly dancier stuff. Today was the show that I've, like, low-key planned for the most in terms of, like, figuring out transitions and stuff. And I brought my mixer down to the studio to try and plug that in so I could do some live mixing as well. And yeah, evidently the computer had other plans. So feeling a little bit dejected, but you know, the music's still good regardless. Next one we'll have is this artist I found the other day. And this is my current kind of obsession song. I've tapped into like the Toronto ambient jazz scene, it seems to be, or the Toronto jazz scene. And this guy, Joseph Chaberson, I've got another song, if I have time to play it, that he worked on as well. But yeah, this is Joseph Chaberson and Tom Gill, Fire on the Ridge, featuring André Etier. I'm still caught off guard. Let's have this one.
Let's see now. Let's see. Oh. Just as I am pushing off, look who comes running. Jumping up and waving, running along the shore. Swim out, climb in, swim out, swim out, climb in. Just as I am pushing up, just as I am pushing up, look who comes running. Swim out, swim out to me, climb in, climb in, climb in, climb in. Look, there's a fire on the ridge, a little smoke in the air. Someone's just letting us know that they're there.
Freaky. Still waiting for his latest album to get put on streaming. No, not on streaming, it's on streaming. On Bandcamp. So I can buy it.
Thank you. is to conceal thought. And
hey, this is Christine from Pool Kids, and you're listening to CJLO, Concordia's Underground Radio.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. On Thursday, March 26th, from 6 to 9 p.m., join us at the VAV Gallery at 1395 René Levesque for The Risk of Color, curated by Marie Kedigian. This Vernissage night features artwork that explores how color can be used as an intentional tool. Then, on Friday, March 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m., come to Produit Rien at 6909 Marconi for Cambia, curated by Alexia Paz Escobar. It will be a Vernissage night featuring the work of five artists gathered in a meditation on hybridism, metamorphosis, and surreal body morphing. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
The policies of the Canadian government.
Protests, politics, local events. CJLO News is on the ground and in the community. On Fridays at 9 a.m., tune in for the News Hour, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. We cover global and national crises brought home here to Montreal, issues in the Concordia community, and hyper-local events in NDG. Start your Fridays at 9 a.m. with the News Hour on CJLO 1690 AM.
This is another new one, Mercy, Better Days, featuring Yasmin Lacey.
Circle round and circle back. Who knows when it got so bad? Running around on gasoline. What I want.
I'm
Sick, sick track. That one came out really recently. I can't remember the date. That's the one that I wanted to open with tonight, actually. But we still managed to fit it in. We're reclaiming a little bit of time. This feels like a lesson in, I don't know, taking things as they come. Because I was so prepared. And of course, it's the one that you're most prepared for where it goes wrong. But yeah, we're making do. I've been procrastinating and doing loads of stuff with music recently, instead of doing all the work that I need to do for finals and the like. So I've been like obsessing over how to organize my music library, which I haven't actually really got anywhere with. It's so difficult. It's so difficult. A lot of people, I've been reading like so much stuff online about how different people do it. And so many people do it by genre. And I find genre to be kind of reductive sometimes, because it's like, this is like three different genres. Especially if I have an album saved, then there might be different sounds of stuff like on the album, you know? And then if I do it by like artist, then it feels like I've only got like, some of the stuff I have is just singles. So then it's like, then I only have, I don't know, then I'd have so many artists with like one track. It's difficult. If you guys have any kind of digital media like collection, let me know how you organize it, because I'm kind of struggling. But it's been a good procrastination method, I guess. I'm thinking I might just duplicate songs and just have my albums and then have songs I want to, I don't know, play around with and mix with, and just double them up. And then I can have the singles, and then I can have the albums, which are more for like home listening, you know. Oh man, I was so excited. We've got time for a few more, I think. 48. I've definitely got two more for you at least. This next one is from a band I love to pieces. I love, love, love Ezra Collective. This is called Ego Killer. And yeah, I just think they're such an incredible band. They prioritize, I mean, Femi Colioso, the lead singer, is such an incredible speaker, such an incredible motivational speaker, centering joy above everything. And yeah, when I saw them live in Manchester in 2024, he just creates such an incredible atmosphere for the crowd, getting everyone to introduce themselves to each other. Everyone's dancing, having a great time. Yeah, love them. Anyway, Ego Killer. We'll be right back. Who I missed in Montreal. I think, I'm not sure actually. Someone was telling me about, did you see they were playing in Montreal? And I don't know if the concert's already happened yet, but the tickets were like silly expensive. So, well, not silly expensive. They were like $60, but it's like, I don't know. I don't know. I understand that they haven't played for a while. But I didn't think it was, I don't think I could spare the money. Annoying though. I did though, I was at Lesco earlier. The first time I've gone to, they have this thing, I saw on their Instagram a while ago, they have this thing called Trip Hop Tuesdays as of maybe a month or two ago. And I wasn't exactly sure what it was. I was saying on the way to my friend that I bet it's just the bartender likes trip hop and wanted to have an excuse to play trip hop on the Orcs, and it was exactly that. It was nice. There was no one there, so start populating it if you like trip hop, if you like this kind of music. Jazzy trip hoppy stuff, maybe not the dancier stuff. That was just, I wanted to throw that in today. Then get yourself down to Lesco. They're 4 till 7 on Tuesdays. They do cheap beer and wine and $5 mocktails as well. This isn't a promo. I really enjoyed it. It's just chill. It's just going to a bar, but they're playing good music in the background. I'm not gonna have any time to play anything else today, I don't think. Because it would kind of be reductive to play like a minute of a song. I've got a couple, the only two songs I've got left prepared are like 5 minute songs. Some more of that ambient jazz stuff, but maybe I'll save it for next week. I can play some of that. Sorry to disappoint. I say sorry. I'm more disappointed for my own sake because I was excited for today's show, but it just means next week is going to be even better. Next week can be even more fluid. I'm getting into the groove of playing things that match keys, you know, and mix it. And I need to figure out how to connect my decks properly, because it is a lot nicer to mix things a little bit more physically and more tangibly. But yeah, thank you for listening today. Tune in next week. It'll be even better. And we'll pray that the computer doesn't crash. Thank you. Have a good rest of your evening.